proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We conclude our series on Israel and future prophecy by looking at the Jewish people and the millennial reign of Jesus Christ upon the earth. After he destroys the armies invading Israel, Jesus Christ will commence his 1,000-year reign upon the earth. This event will usher in a period of profound peace, a time when righteousness, perfect righteousness, will prevail on the earth. The millennial reign of Jesus Christ will fulfill several prophecies found in the Old Testament. Despite oppositions from the kings of the earth, as cited in Psalm 2, God will keep his promise to establish a lasting Jewish monarchy. Quote, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." Unquote. God confirmed that decree in Psalm 110 when he stated that, quote, "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies." Unquote. Israel foretold the reign of Christ in the 9th chapter of his prophecy. Quote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." Unquote. Note the phraseology that God employed in this verse. A child will be born, but a son would be given. Jesus Christ, during his first incarnation, entered into this world as a child, but as the second person of the triune Godhead, he always existed as a son. The 1,000-year rule of Jesus Christ will also fulfill the New Testament promise made by the angel Gabriel to Mary about her firstborn son, a promise contained in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. Quote, "He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Unquote. Jesus Christ will set his throne in Jerusalem, according to Psalm 48 and Matthew 5. That city was known as the city of the great king. Jerusalem will become the center of worldwide divine worship, as Micah chapter 4 foretold. Quote, "The law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Unquote. Even the survivors of those nations which attacked Israel will come to Jerusalem and worship the true God. The narrative found in the 14th chapter of Zechariah revealed that, quote, "Everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." Unquote. For the Jewish people, the millennial reign of their Messiah will turn their sorrow into joy. As stated in Isaiah chapter 61, he will, quote, "Give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Unquote. After the millennial reign of Jesus Christ comes to an end, the devil himself will lead another alliance of nations into battle against God and against the Jews. God will defeat this final confederation as well, proving to the Jewish people that the guardian of Israel never slumbers, nor does he sleep. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.